In addition to teacher shortages, many school districts across the country are struggling to find principals. A lot of potential principals are saying no thanks. The responsibility is high and the pay is low. The shortage occurs at a time when people are beginning to recognize that it's hard to have a good school without a good principal. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman has the first of two reports.
As Stephanie Haskins walks through Madison Middle School, very little escapes her eye. The veteran principal notices the expressions on kids' faces, the mood in different classrooms. She is keenly aware of her awesome responsibility.
When you come up the top of the stairs, that worn footprints where all those kids have put their feet before, it humbles you in a way, you know? Look how many thousands of kids have been through here.
As the leader of a highly diverse school of about 950 students, her job is often daunting. She is almost always at school by 7:30, and from then on, it's full steam ahead.
Checked in to see if any kids were in particular need. We're going to go and check and see about one of our students who was talking about suicide. I met with a teacher who's unhappy about a compromise on a proposal to add staff. Right now, what I'm going to do is go up and go check in on that counseling meeting and then go up and look at a student teacher who's asked me to drop by so that she could use me as a reference. So that's where we are. It's 9:15.
After three decades as an educator, half of them as a principal, Haskins, an award-winning principal, will retire at the end of the year. She is not alone. At a time when strong principals are needed more than ever, the number of principals resigning or retiring nationwide is huge, and the pipeline to replace them is small. Gerald Tarazi, executive director of the National Association of Secondary School Principals, says the principal shortage is a serious problem.
New York City opened schools this year with 165 principals of 1,000 who were not certificated to be school principals. In Virginia, where our offices are located, over the next 5 years, they're talking about losing 50% of their school principals.
Here in Seattle, officials estimate they will replace 60% of their principals in a five-year period.
I think the issues of the people crisis are at the top of my list in terms of the challenges.
Seattle School Chief Joseph Olszewski.
I'll tell you, there's not very many things that wake me up in the middle of the night, but our people crisis is the single biggest issue that wakes me up in the middle of the night. I know it's a problem, I know it's a crisis, and I keep telling myself it's an opportunity.
Opportunity or crisis, many superintendents say the shortage of effective principals is one of the biggest obstacles to turning around failing schools. Demographics are part of the problem. Lots of baby boomers went into education, but they are now retiring. And during the 1970s and 80s, as school enrollments dropped, relatively few people chose teaching as a profession. So now, with school enrollments at an all-time high, the experienced teacher ranks, from which principals typically come, are very thin. And, says Tom Vander Ark, who's heading a major education initiative for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, there is another problem.
We are asking especially our secondary principals to do jobs that are impossible to do.
Often, he says, principals find themselves running campuses of 2,000 or 3,000 students. They barely get to know all their teachers, let alone the kids.
And so we wonder why we can't recruit and retain great people to run these enormous factory schools. And it's because the job has become completely untenable.
Superintendent Olszewski adds that many teachers who are approached about taking a principal's job react the same way.
You think I'm crazy? I watch my principal. I see the way she gets beat up. I don't want to do that. I don't want to add that stress to my life. If you're a high school principal, I mean, the first shift is bad enough. It's the second shift that you have to go through of going to the football games and the theater performances and the choir and the bands and the basketball games and all that sort of stuff that are incredibly trying.
All this for a salary that in many places is just a few thousand dollars more than a top teacher makes. It's not just the hours a principal puts in, 60, 70, even 80 hours a week on a regular basis. Today's principals often control their own budgets, their own personnel decisions. The community, with diverse and often competing interests, wants a say in school decision-making. School security issues loom large, and principals are held accountable for scores on all those standardized tests. In short, Olszewski says,
if you look at it through any economic eyes, dollars per hour, for instance, or, you know, amount of pay per stress that you get, It's really a ludicrous proposition. And so clearly we've got to find a way to make the profession more meaningful, more attractive, and more doable.
Ask most educators, and they will tell you that it's all but impossible to have a great school without a great principal. In addition to being gifted leaders, effective principals attract and retain other very talented educators. Isla Rosser has worked for good principals and bad ones. The suburban Seattle teacher suggests that just as the music of Mozart seems to inspire her fourth graders during math, a good principal inspires good instruction. On the other hand, she says, when principals aren't engaged with their staff and aren't interested in their students,
people tend to go into their rooms, shut their door, do their own thing. That whole team effort that I was talking about is gone. And it becomes very lonely, very isolated, and it's not a happy place to work.
Rosser has seen it happen in her own school.
It was phenomenal that somebody could come in and in 2 years, less than 2 years actually, take down an attitude that had been long building in this community and turn it sour, basically. And I was amazed because, like I said, I've taught for over 30 years that could happen that quick.
While not every principal can be a charismatic superstar, experts say educators can be taught to be effective leaders. What's more, they argue that the job should be structured differently, so principals aren't consumed with red tape and paperwork. Finally, the experts contend that if principals were rewarded for the right things, teachers and kids would benefit immensely. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.